Good morning and welcome to episode 4 in this series of podcasts around payment services, where today we'll be looking at confirmation of payee expansion. And I'm delighted to be joined today again by my friend and colleague Kate Frankish from PayUK. My name is Andrew Shields. I'm a trustee of the Chartered Banker Institute. At the Institute, we're keen to keep our members updated on all aspects of the digital transformation of banking services. And we talked last time about push payments. Related to this is the issue of payment confirmation, a service that is to be expanded. Now, good morning, Kate, and thank you again for joining us for episode 4. And can we kick off this morning, please, Kate, by me asking, can you explain the key changes and how they might impact a bank's current processes?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Lovely to speak to you again. And it's great to talk about confirmation of payee, which is probably one of our most successful products that we run the rules and standards centrally and the industry. Predominantly, I think we've got 93% coverage of all payments. The first time a consumer or business sets up a new payment is covered by a confirmation of payee check, which is fantastic. So what are the changes? That's the really important part. So there's two things happening. First of all, the PSR, the Payment Systems Regulator, are mandating another group of PSPs to join confirmation of payee. So by the end of October, we will have 100% coverage fundamentally of all payment providers who are responsible for delivering COP checks. So we'll have about 400 confirmation of payee customers using that service. That's one thing. So we've got to onboard a number of new COP users. And we're onboarding a number of what we're calling aggregators as well, so service providers who may wish to be the intermediary between ourselves and a number of indirect COP customers. They'll provide that linkage and that service. So that's a bit of a new model. And the second part that existing confirmation of payee customers especially need to be involved in is we, at the moment, use the Open Banking Directory service for confirmation of payee. And due to a number of different aspects and changes and challenges last year, we got to a point with Open Banking where we had to make a decision to move away from their directory and procure our own and build it, test it, and put it live. So that Our confirmation of payee directory is in test at the moment, internal test. It goes to external test at the end of this month, and we are lining up test slots for all existing confirmation of payee customers, of which there are 141. Then on the 8th of September, there will be a switchover date. So we will switch everybody from the Open Banking directory in the morning onto the pay.uk directory. So all existing customers must have given us the switchover information we need and have signed the new contract for the new service by the end of this month. So there's a lot of change happening, but it does mean a wider coverage of this valuable check for all first-time payment setups, which does help with APP scams and it does help with misdirected payments.
Okay, thanks, Kate, for the clarification. That's very clear. So having said all that, how will the expansion benefit our members in their daily work?
We're looking to make sure that the system runs well. And how will it help them in their daily work? Well, we've tried to simplify things from where we are today. We've tried to make the processes slicker and the system work better. And I think the key point is that there'll be better coverage right the way through the market. So again, if you think about the APP regulation I talked about in the last podcast, this will give better coverage over a wider number of PSPs, which will catch more fraud before it happens. So less APP reimbursements potentially. So again, if you holistically link all of these things together, the better coverage we have across UK PSPs with these layered fraud prevention tools, the better outcome for everybody.
Fantastic, thank you. So from the work you're doing at PUK, what steps are banks taking to implement the expanded confirmation of payee service effectively?
Yeah, so a few things that I touched on. I think the aggregator model is probably one of the biggest efficiencies that we've built in. And it's also providing the ability for technical suppliers to innovate and provide new services to the market. But what it does mean is that we don't have to onboard up to 350 odd new Group 2 customers. What we're looking to do, and we're working with a number of aggregators, is that they onboard to our platform and they provide the systems out to many of that 350 new COP customers. So that's an efficiency play for us at the centre, but it also helps the market innovate and provide new services to those who maybe need some help with and don't have massive technical teams to help with that deployment. So it's a much more efficient model for all.
Okay, thanks, Kate. And finally, in today's session, what can our members do to ensure the service expansion results in improved customer confidence in digital banking services?
I think this is a really good opportunity for your members to think about how do you communicate to your customers and explain, you know, what's happening in the industry and why there are these checks that they have to go through when they set up a payment. As I said earlier, if you combine this with the APP regulation coming in, I think there's a really good story for your members to be telling their customers about how we as an industry or they are helping the customer avoid fraud as much as possible. And I think that consumer education piece is probably a really key aspect to focus on.
Absolutely. I'm sure it will galvanise a level of trust within the industry. So it's good to hear all that. Thank you very much again, Kate, for all your input today. Another very informative session. And thank you also to you, our listeners, and from the Institute members in joining us for today's episode. We look forward to continuing this series and look forward to you joining us, hopefully, for episode 5, which will be Fraud Prevention Innovation and How It Can Help Your Business. So for the time being, from Kate and me, thank you very much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us in the next episode. Take care.